Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
Podcaster Sean Allen who's...
Everybody dropping in right now. You guys a little late, but this is a first listen, 15-second album review of Justin Timberlake's sixth studio album, Everything I Thought It Was. Again, we are only listening to 15 seconds of each track. Everybody listen to ASAP. Everybody in the chat know we've been rocking with Justin Timberlake through it all since the beginning of time. My fellow musketeer. I even liked his Man of the Woods album. Nobody was fucking with it. I was fucking with it from day one. I love Justin Timberlake and what he do. His consistency with music, his consistency with knowing his sonic brand, his music. He stick with the same producers, which could be a good or a bad thing. But again, Timberland, Danger, Pharrell. I mean, he's solid, right? Let's get into track one. Wait, this is about to be a live listen, huh? All right, this is track one. This is Memphis. This was produced by Danger.
Just be great. Put on for your city, for your state. And whatever you do, just make us proud. Be no crying from the crowd.
Safe.
Yeah, they say.
Safe. Let's go to number two. I actually like the title of this track, Fucking Up the Disco. Again, this is just 15 seconds. First listen, Fucking Up the Disco, track two. What the? That was live.
Sandals, let me flip it like a sample, cause I be doing it right, I be doing it right. You know how you get when the bass drops and your body pops.
Okay, that was good. You know when you listen to an album, and I did this with Nicki, and I did this with Schoolboy Q. There's like you doing like a track by track, and then you hear that, you get to that one song, and you just keep it on repeat, and you don't even get to finish the album because that song is so fucking fire. Remember that, what's that song we did? I'm having a brain fart right now. But, you know, the shit with Schoolboy Q and... what's the nigga name? You guys know what I'm talking about. It's the best song on the Schoolboy Q album. Foe with Absol. That joint is my favorite shit on that Schoolboy Q album, number 10. And when I got to that, that was the first song I had on repeat. I didn't even get through the rest of the album because I was playing that shit so much. Two tracks on this Justin Timberlake album. We haven't got there yet. This is No Angel. Hopefully it is as good as Beyonce's No Angel. J. Shout out to Beyonce. Let's. It's so interesting because it sounds like Justin Timberlake music. So if someone was to play like this instrumental, I would say that's a Justin Timberlake song, right? It sounds like a Justin Timberlake song. Pretty safe. So this next track, Play, is produced by Danger and Ryan Tedder. So this is kind of exciting. Ryan Tedder is a dude from One Republic. He did Beyonce's Halo. Speaking of Beyonce, amazing, amazing producer. Shout out to Danger too.
Now I'ma give you something to play with.
I think the hot word of this, how many tracks we in? Tell me in the, okay, so we're four tracks in. I think the hot word of today is, or tonight, is safe. Every time I hear Justin Timberlake trying to do his homeboy ad-libs, it reminds me of the time when Britney Spears said that they saw Gene in Harlem and Justin Timberlake started talking like, what's up, man? What's up, dude? Let's get into the next track, though. Track 5, Technicolor. I feel like I heard this before, or this was like a snippet. I like this title, though, Technicolor. And this shit was produced by Timberland, so this better be hard. If Justin and Timberland and Danger circled back and said these are leftover tracks from 2020 and Justin Timberlake's, what was that shit called? Future Sex Love Sounds? I would not be surprised. According to the people in the chat, we are skipping Drowned and we are going straight to Liar. That is track number 7. Liar is produced by Danger. It's going to be some fire. And it's featuring... it's featuring Fireboy DML, Liar, track 7. Better be some fire, Liar.
I don't care, I'll be a liar, even when I'm cold, it's used to set me on fire.
Good song. I haven't been knocked out of my seat yet. I'm going to just say that. Infinity Sex is track number 8, produced by Timberland. Knock me out of my seat, please.
Moment. Okay, let's go then. I don't know you anymore. Soon as all your clothes hit the floor, pray this hotel room is insured.
I'm not mad at it. When I run it back, I think I'm going to gravitate to that one. Hey, Justin Timberlake is playing it extremely safe on this album. He's attempting to go back to his roots. You know, you guys was mad about Man of the Woods, his country bluegrass album. So I see what he's doing here. He's trying to go back and recapture the audience that he supposedly abandoned with Man of the Woods. But Love and War is number 9, and it is another Timberland joint.
It wouldn't even matter. Cause I've fallen it all for your life.
Okay, this is hard.
So don't make mistakes, cause I bet I don't.
With the little Prince log drum kit thing. You hear that? Let's run that back. Hold up.
It wouldn't even matter. Cause I've fallen it all for your life.
Okay. Justin Timberlake, we are cooking. Shout out to Love and War. You can't go wrong with that title. Shout out to Tamar Braxton, too, for inventing Love and War. You guys are in the chat. You are abandoning Sanctified. I'm not feeling that. We heard that already. I think, I don't know if that, this has been the sloppiest Justin Timberlake rollout ever. I don't know what is a single. I don't know what is not a single. I know Selfish is a single. We're not doing Selfish. They said he got another video out. I don't know. This has been a weird rollout, Justin Timberlake. But let's get into track 11, My Favorite Drug. This is dope. This is what I'm talking about. Wait, let's run this back. Hold on. That was nice. Now my shit don't want to play. See, we finally got a song that we love, and it's not even. Hold up. Wait, this is Jungle Boogie. You guys know what I'm talking about? This is a great song. Hold the fuck on. Okay, Justin, now we are cooking.
Everybody dance.
Wait, a beat change? Okay. Yes, this is it right here. Hold up, we got a winner. And I'm not even, what track is this? This is number 11. This is a joint right here. This is hard. Hey! Okay. See? If I wasn't doing this, I'll be stuck on that, and I wouldn't even get through the other 7 tracks. Well, let's get into Flame now. Okay, so My Favorite Drug. Let me put a star by that. Hold on. Yeah, that's the one right there. Okay. We got a hit right there. Why wasn't that the first single? Why wasn't that the first single? Now we got Flame, number
12.
It's a good song. Now, it wasn't my favorite drug, but all these songs feel like growers, or most of them, but none of them has caught me at the first listen the way My Favorite Drug did. Shout out to Danger, though. Shout out to Justin Timberlake for giving us a 18-track album, a long album, with like 5, 3, 4, 7 minute song.
Look, you have no idea, but if you're really curious, I promise that the real thing, it's better than your imagination. Imagine if we go all night.
Number 13, Imagination, Danger, Justin Timberlake. The hot word is safe. The hot word is safe. I'm kind of excited about this one. What Lovers Do, number 15, produced by Timbaland.
Show me you deep in our diving. Let's do what lovers do. What lovers do. I'm ready to go over time, baby, soon as I'm invited.
That was a banger right there. Let's run that back. Hold up.
Show me you deep in our diving. Let's do what lovers do. What lovers do. I'm ready to go over time, baby, soon as I'm invited.
That is okay. So my favorite drug, What Lovers Do. We are cooking. The best chemistry is JT and Timbaland, man. We will skip Selfish, so that's number 14. Or no, Selfish is number 15. I see y'all in the comments. I don't like Selfish. Probably only listened to it one time. See, I'm contradicting myself. We're not doing Selfish alone. That is number 16. This is number 16 alone.
Sometimes we both stand up. Like how we made love and it faded. We
couldn't okay, falsetto.
That we should just leave it alone.
Okay, baritone. Let's do this paradise with NSYNC. It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope how he he stick to his roots. You know what I mean? He be with his boys. He put them on out. They actually said that they do background vocals on those albums. So all those Justin Timberlake albums have been NSYNC albums because you hear JC, you hear what's the boy that went to Mars or whatever, Lance Bass. They do background vocals on it. That's dope that they all cook together still too. Paradise is number 17, produced by Timberland, featuring NSYNC. It's exciting.
Everything's happening, and it's just what I imagine. I imagine it would feel like.
It's nice. Nice. Sounds good. Shout out to Timberland again for the 10th time. He's outshining Danger on this album. It's nice to hear him again. I don't know. That's not a first listen. I'm going to run that back later. But, okay. I see what they did there. They're trying to give us a little nostalgia with the NSYNC feature on there. But his last track on here is called Conditions, which is also produced by Timberland. Let's check this out.
Make a couple hundred bad decisions. Do something I know won't be forgiven. Could you love me under those conditions? Tell me what you and my Ava miss.
I think I'm gonna turn these comments off. I mean, it's too late now, but these comments are distracting. But anyway, I could confidently say that Justin Timberlake has never made a bad album. None of his albums are bad. All of his albums are 5, and I'm gonna give this one a 3.5. Again, as I said at the top of the stream, my opinion is subject to change, but I could give it a 3.5 at first listen. I confidently could do that. He deserves that, right? He went back to the basics. But again, I see people in the comments. Let me reiterate that this is a first listen 15-second album review of Justin Timberlake album, Everything I Thought It Was, his 6th album, and the album was Everything I Thought It Was. The standout tracks to me, of course, were My Favorite Drug, Love and War, and What Lovers Do. And the album to me, if I could summarize it, the album was extremely safe. And it lacked that innovation that once came with Justin, Timberlake, and Danger. And you know what? Timberlake won with the songs and the production on his album. He did better than Danger. You guys read the credits. But I get it. Justin wanted to recapture that audience that he lost with his last album. Because this album do sound like a combination of 2020 and Future Sex Love sounds. You know what I mean? And if they came back and said that these are old songs that they reworked for this album, I wouldn't be surprised. And again, the album just came out today. And like I said at the top of the stream of the show, My opinions are subjected to change. And I could confidently say that Justin Timberlake has never put out a bad album.